President Trump mused on Twitter yesterday about delaying the election in November. He was asked at a press conference if he was trying to cast doubt on the results of the election with his tweet.
I didn't know it was going to be the impact it had. What people are now looking at is, am I right? But not me. Are all these stories right about the fact that these elections will be fraudulent? They'll be fixed. They'll be rigged.
Even the co-founder of the Conservative Federalist Society, a Trump supporter, called Trump's suggestion fascistic and said it was grounds for the president's immediate impeachment again. Let's see how all this is playing on social media with Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy. The pundits were very quick to respond, telling the president that this wasn't constitutional at all. You couldn't just delay the election. But the interesting conversation came from the people. So Heath, for instance, says, so it's not safe to go out and vote, but it is safe enough to open schools. Can you explain your logic, please, coherently and with an actual answer? That would be nice. And then also a lot of support, very vocal support for the president. For instance, Matthew Conway, big supporter of President Trump. We trust your judgment, President Trump. So it's back and forth about whether you can delay the election. That is very solidly, no, you can't without changing the law. And then questions about how you may or may not be able to vote. But in the case of it being an engaging question, because the president did ask a question, it did really well. He had over 130,000 retweets and comments and engaging. So if it was a genuine question, he got several genuine answers.
And of course, President Trump has no authority to move Election Day. Congress would have to do that, and several congressional Republicans have already ruled it out. Let me ask you about something else, Femi. On Instagram, women have been posting black and white photos of themselves with the captions, "Women Supporting Women" and "Challenge Accepted." The hashtag was taken up by some to protest violence against women in Turkey, but Instagram has said the most recent version of the trend actually originated in Brazil, and it has been around in some form since 2016. Explain what this is all about.
Well, when I first saw Challenge Accepted just popping up in lots of people's social feeds, beautiful pictures of friends, colleagues, strangers in black and white, the challenge doesn't even tell you what it is. So what challenge is accepted? So you dig a little bit deeper and then you realize that the women are tagging other women that they admire. They're supporting them. It's an expression of female empowerment. How popular is this? So this morning I just checked out to see how many posts had Challenge Accepted on them on Instagram. Over 6 million posts. So first criticism is vanity, and that comes from social. So Caroline Moss on Twitter says, I literally cannot get over the Challenge Accepted. Here's a hot photo of myself because I support women. She's making fun of the women posting the cute pictures. But if we dig a little bit deeper, Suyatis Elabella is from Turkey. And she said, well, if you look closely at this hashtag campaign, it goes back to 2016 when it was used for cancer awareness. It has been used in Brazil. But this July, we have been using it in Turkey to draw attention to the women who are murdered, to draw attention to femicide, which is a real problem, gender-based violence in Turkey. And often when the media prints the pictures of the women who are missing or the women who are murdered, they're black and white pictures. So the women in Turkey were posting their own black and white pictures, almost as if to say, one, we could be next, and two, we support you, we are there for you, we need our government to do more. That was the challenge. That was the Challenge Accepted. It went global. It picked up. So it's become a much deeper campaign than it started off as.
One more thing I have to ask you about, and really just because I love to have you help us have a smile on a Friday every week, something that caught your eye on social media this week. A Domino's Pizza in New Zealand was forced to stop its promotion, offering free pizza to, quote, nice Karens. What's going on there?
Oh, so Domino's Pizza in New Zealand and also in Australia decided that there were so many stories about women behaving terribly and not wearing their masks and being outwardly racist that they thought it was a really tough time to be called a Karen, because often these women, the vernacular term for these women who are white and privileged and behaving badly, is you're a Karen. So Domino's says, all of you nice Karens, it's a tough time to be a Karen. We are going to give you free pizza. fill out this form, tell us why you're a nice Karen, and we will send you maybe a free pizza. People pointed out that it was a very rude, insensitive campaign. And so on Facebook shortly afterwards, Domino's posted, said, we're sorry, we just wanted to bring a smile to our customers' faces with our pizza and our social media. And we didn't really want to insult anybody. And we're learning. So Karens in New Zealand and Australia, the nice Karens, no free pizza for you. Sorry about that. But keep on being nice.
Every time I hear about these Karens, I just feel terrible for our good friends. In fact, one of our producers is named Karen.
Great Karens. There are
so many good Karens out there. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always.
You're so welcome.